Let me tell you, it is so great to get your company, especially for the Hour One Nuggets. We're looking at 1 Peter, and we're looking at chapter 2, and we're looking at verse 13 today. The music I've chosen is so rousing, and it makes me feel so excited, if you will, simply because of what this verse is saying and what I believe God wants to say to us today. For the Lord's sake, respect all human authority, whether the king as head of state or the officials he has appointed. We've been looking at surrender already. Some of the songs have said this. We need to surrender to Almighty God. And you see, our problem is many of us will surrender quite a bit of us, but we won't surrender absolutely everything. There's that little part of us that we want to hold on to. We don't want to let go, and we're not going to let it go for love nor money. And this is the issue that holds us back, beloved. It stops us being able to be who we need to be. And it makes us think as though we're on our own and no one cares. You know, I'm playing this music simply because I saw this movie the other day. And as I think about this movie, tears jump into my eyes. This is the music from Apollo 13. And as I was watching that film, and I was seeing what those three guys were going through in 1970, April actually of 1970, as they were on a space mission, and they were stuck and they couldn't get back. And right at the end, when they landed safely and were on board ship and were being taken back to their loved ones, I remember Commander Lovell saying, "I thank God for the many thousands of people that were there to rescue us and to help us down." And that is the point, beloved. We don't know how many thousands of people are praying for us. We have no idea who is praying for us. We have no idea who is championing our cause, if you will. We just feel sometimes alone and desperate. Sometimes we don't even feel as though God is there. Beloved, God is always there. He never moves. Peter is telling us today to make sure that we respect all human authority and that we respect even the king, or in our case in the United Kingdom, the queen. In the case of the United States, it would be the president of the United States. And there's another issue, you see. Perhaps you didn't even vote for your president. Perhaps you don't agree with his politics and his policies. But the Bible is telling us clearly, beloved, we have to respect that authority. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's is another quotation. Another quotation from Jesus. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Pay your government whatever you need to pay them, which is the law. Pay your taxes. But surrender. And it's that word that I want to look at. Surrender. Surrender to the authority of the head of state, of the government, of those that you need to surrender authority to. But also, beloved, it's more than that. I believe that we need to surrender every part of our lives, every part of us. We need to surrender to Almighty God. He is the head of this universe. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. And I believe we need to surrender absolutely everything that we have and everything that we are. And when we begin to surrender everything to the Lord God Almighty, then He is going to work. Then He is going to make differences. He's going to make changes. Sometimes we feel it's best to go our own way because God clearly doesn't know what He needs to do to help us. But He does, beloved. And that's the point I'm trying to make. He really does know what He needs to do. Sometimes He's harsh with us and He punishes us. Why? Because we deserve to be punished. But we need to know that He is our Father. We need to know that He's our Daddy, our Abba. We also need to know He is our King of Kings and He is our Lord of Lords. And we need to surrender to Him. I want you to take this time right now, beloved. As I'm speaking to you right now, I want you to take this time and just speak with me these words. Heavenly Father, I love You more than life. Lord God Almighty, I surrender to You today. I surrender everything in my life, Lord, to You. And I ask You, Lord God, to give me life today. Give me life afresh. God Almighty, give me life in all its abundance, I pray. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Father. We're going to continue to worship right now. This is wonderful. This is Hillsong, and this is You Deserve. Oh, Lord, I love You, Father, and I will follow You for the rest of my life.